there being absolutely no dignity in being a colonizer, being somebody that supports this system, like someone actively taking part and, you know, like supporting your own benefit at the expense of others. There's no dignity in that.
You're listening to Reparations in Action here on Black Power 96.3.
Uhuru, you're listening to the White Lies Shattered podcast and FM radio show. My name is Brendan McCoy, and today I am hosting White Lies Shattered, which broadcasts weekly on Black Power 96.3 FM in St. Petersburg, Florida. White Lies Shattered, also known as Reparations in Action, is a program of white solidarity with Black Power. Currently, we are in a podcast series exposing the insidious lies we learn as white or European people about the nature and origin of America and the current social system. We believe reparations to African people is the key question of our times and is one that demands action on the part of European or white people. I want to salute Chairman Omali Yeshitela and the African People's Socialist Party for leading the African Revolution and developing the theory of African internationalism and the understanding of the colonial mode of production. African internationalism is the theory and worldview of the African working class that guides the struggle for African liberation, and which we credit for all of the understanding and analysis provided on this podcast. As always, we'd like to salute Black Power 96, where this show is aired and recorded for our podcast weekly. Black Power 96 is not just explaining the world, but changing it. You can get the app for Black Power 96 on Google Play or the Apple App Store and listen wherever you are located. Today, I am honored to be joined by Chairwoman Penny Hess of the African People's Solidarity Committee, as well as Chair of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Jesse Neville. Welcome you two.
Uhuru.
I am also joined by Ruby Gittleson and Jamie Simpson, who both attended and played important roles in this year's convention, No More Genocide in Our Name. Welcome, everybody.
Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Uhuru. And before we get started, or really to start us off, I do want to play a clip that kicked off the convention this year. The introduction by Vice Chair of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, Amanda Carlozzi.
It's so good to see all of you here today. I'm looking around and there's people that I've known for almost 7 years, and there's people that I just met yesterday. So I'm just so happy that all of you are here, whether you drove in or flew in or, you know, live here in St. Louis. It's just really great to see you. And also want to acknowledge everyone that I know is tuning in online. It's great to have you here as well. I'm just really honored to open up the Uhuru Solidarity Movement National Convention. I just want to start by thanking our amazing endorsers. So I'm just going to go through this list and just really appreciate all of the organizations that are, you know, supporting this work, you know, the work of the African People's Socialist Party to build a new world free from oppression. So we want to thank the African National Women's Organization, the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, the Gateway Greens, the Center for Political Innovation, Veterans for Peace, Homes for All St. Louis, the Green Party of Kansas City, Missouri, the Green Party Peace Action Committee, the Universal African People's Organization, the St. Louis Interfaith Committee on Latin America, Journey for Justice, the United National Anti-War Coalition, PCUSA, the Communities One Project St. Louis, the American Student Union USA, Women Against Military Madness, and Real Progressives. So wow, just really want to appreciate all of those organizations. Thank you so much. And now it is my honor as the Vice Chair of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement to open our 2024 National Convention. We welcome all of you here to this historic conference, which we will begin with the following dedication. This year's Uhuru Solidarity Movement National Convention is dedicated first and foremost to our leadership, Chairman Omali Yeshitela, who has dedicated every day of his life to the liberation of Africa, African people, and all of humanity, the leader of the African Revolution. So, Uhuru, Chairman. To Deputy Chair Oyinsanae Yeshitela, whose brilliance, courage is expressed in her incredible work and leadership to build dual and contending power in the hands of the African working class. So Uhuru, Deputy Chair. To all of the members of the African People's Socialist Party, including those who are here with us today, Secretary General Moise Odom, Director Akile Anai, Akenge Maele, Fofi Alkibilan, Luke Day, and all of the party members around the world, in Africa, the Caribbean, in Europe, and throughout the United States, organizing and fighting every single day to liberate and unite Africa and African people. I also want to dedicate this convention to Chairwoman Penny Hess, who since 1976 has been organizing for reparations to African people and who has not wavered in her stance for those past over 40 years. Chairwoman Penny. To African people here in the US and around the world, upon whose backs the entire colonial mode of production rests, whose indestructible will to fight and be free is leading the world in overturning a 600-year system of oppression and genocide, and who carry upon their shoulders the aspirations and future of all of a liberated humanity. To Leonard Peltier, who has been locked down in the colonial prison for nearly 50 years as a consequence of the European colonial genocide and theft of land from the indigenous people, and to the indigenous people on whose stolen land we sit today. This is their land then, and it is now. Free Leonard Peltier, not one more year. To the Palestinian people whose fighting spirit the genocidal US-backed Israeli murderers have failed to crush, who refuse to surrender despite the hideous aggression of the colonial state, who inspire the world with their relentless resistance and struggle to free their land from the river to the sea. To all oppressed and colonized people around the world, to their righteous movements for national liberation, with great honor and humility, we dedicate this convention to you. To the courage of the Uhuru Three, beginning with our leader, Chairman Amalia Shetela, who has brilliantly organized a counteroffensive to this attack by the FBI, that has grown and built the anti-colonial African revolution to new heights, and to Penny Hess and Jesse Neville, whose unwavering stance in the face of the United States government raids, arrests, and threats of imprisonment represent the highest expression of genuine solidarity with the African liberation movement. And finally, we dedicate the 2024 Uhuru Solidarity Movement National Convention to Aaron Bushnell, the 25-year-old active duty member of the US Air Force, who lit himself on fire on Sunday, February 25th, in his words, as an extreme act of protest. Today, we convene our 2024 USM National Convention in your memory, in your honor. Your final words ring out through us. We will no longer be complicit in genocide. And before we go to the video tribute, I want to quote from some of Aaron Bushnell's final words, where he said, many of us like to ask ourselves, what would I do if I was alive during slavery or the Jim Crow South or apartheid? What would I do if my country was committing genocide? The answer is, you're doing it right now. I am an active duty member of the United States Air Force, and I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I'm about to engage in an extreme act of protest, but compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it's not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal. So I want to close with the words of Che Guevara, who said, solidarity is not a matter of well-wishing, but sharing the same fate as the oppressed in victory or in death. Oh. So we say death to colonialism, death. Victory to the African Revolution, victory to the indigenous people, victory to Palestine, no more genocide in our name, drop the charges against the Uhuru Three, Uhuru.
Again, that was USM Vice Chair Amanda Carlozzi, and I do want to say this year's convention was incredible. We had just a plethora of revolutionary speakers. We had a tour of the Black Power Blueprint, which I live in St. Louis, and I feel like every time I go on that tour, it doubles in size. We also had, and I think this is the most important part, just an incredible show of, you know, material solidarity from everybody involved. The financial goal that was set was surpassed before the first day had even concluded, which was incredible, and so much more, which we're going to get into here in a second. So the reason we brought everybody on with us today, we wanted to kind of share this convention with anyone who wasn't able to make it either online or in person this year. And we're going to do that, you know, kind of in the form of, you know, some clips and then some descriptions and testimony from some of the attendees. Before we dive into that, I would like to ask Chair Jesse if you could give us a brief summation of the convention.
Uhuru, Brendan, definitely appreciate the opportunity to be on, as always, with you, with Chairwoman Penny Hess, with comrades Ruby and Jamie, and all of our listeners to talk about this incredible and historic convention of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which is, of course, the mass organization of the African People's Solidarity Committee, white people organized under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, to go back into our own white communities and build solidarity with the African Revolution and fight for reparations to African people. And yes, this year's convention was held under the theme, No More Genocide in Our Name. And the theme of the convention was itself a tribute to the more than 48 years of struggle and work by the African People's Socialist Party to win the stand of genuine white solidarity with Black power and the struggle against colonialism in the form of the African People's Solidarity Committee, which was founded, of course, in 1976. Chairwoman Penny Hess, who's here with us, was present at that founding conference. But yeah, I mean, this slogan, No More Genocide in Our Name, is one that we have in the Solidarity Center, pictures of marches and demonstrations going back decades where APSC was out in the white community raising up this slogan. And it was really powerful to have this convention this year, just a week after the Uhuru Solidarity Movement held a vigil here in St. Louis with Veterans for Peace in honor of Aaron Bushnell, you know, the 25-year-old active duty member of the U.S. Air Force who took that incredible stand and set himself on fire as an act of protest against the U.S.-backed genocide in Gaza. And in his final moments, he made the statement that he would no longer be complicit in genocide. So the convention, as you heard from Amanda, was dedicated in part to the memory of Aaron Bushnell, to the struggle of African, indigenous, Palestinian, and oppressed peoples, to the leadership of Chairman Omali Yeshitela, Deputy Chair Ona Zenaya Yeshitela, Chairwoman Penny Hess, and all the veterans of the African People's Solidarity Committee, and to the struggle to free Leonard Peltier. And all of these things were reflected in the convention. It was incredibly powerful. We had so much powerful and wonderful participation from comrades from all over. People came from Oakland, Fresno, San Francisco, California, San Diego, Columbus, Ohio, Athens, Ohio, Minneapolis, St. Petersburg, Florida, and many other places. And it was a turning point for the party strategy to build white solidarity with the African Revolution.
Thank you for that, Chair Jesse. That, I mean, couldn't agree more. I think that was an excellent summation that really kind of gives people an idea. And Chairwoman Penny, did you want to add on to that? Or
well, yes. I mean, I just, first of all, I want to salute Comrade Jesse, the chair of the Solidarity Movement, and Vice Chair Amanda, and just salute a powerful, powerful job of building that very, very important convention from 2024, and all of the leadership body of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, all of whom are profound leaders of the Solidarity Movement under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party in their own rights, and absolutely, you know, in just various regions and cities and places throughout the U.S. And this is becoming a very important, very dominant kind of organization that is under the leadership of the African Liberation Movement. And I agree that it was important, or I would say that the you know, the stance of very radical, important, powerful protest of Aaron Bushnell did have a kind of aura that particular convention took place in. And you did feel, on the one hand, that we were part of history because it was called No More Genocide in Our Name, a slogan that the African People's Solidarity Committee has used all the way back to the late 70s and early 80s, when under the leadership, you know, after we were formed by the African People's Socialist Party in 1976, and in our early years, we really used that slogan, No More Genocide, yeah, in our name, very, very consistently. So it tied it into that, but also projected into the future of building a larger and larger organization, getting out there and connecting to this very poignant, you know, act of Aaron Bushnell that was echoing this question that white people need to be in solidarity with the African liberation movement and the movement of the oppressed and colonized on the planet Earth. And, you know, that, so that was a very, very, very unique and important part of this year. I also want to say that the presence, or, you know, of the office of deputy chair, Ona Zenaya Chattel, of course, the chairman's,
yeah,
you know, very, very, just very exciting and electrifying overviews and analysis, as always. And, you know, it was certainly so this year as well in the opening, but also the presence of deputy chair Ona Zenaya's office and work, and the building and the tour of the Black Power Blueprint was just, you know, just also set the terms for the unique quality of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. It's yeah, the only place where, like the chairman said, we're not, you know, bound to a, you know, a pointless philosophy of racism, but really taking on the struggle against colonialism, which opens the door for white people to participate in a really positive way and understand that the leadership of the African Liberation Movement is our leadership. This yeah, is our movement as well. So yeah, I just wanted to say that, and just that, yeah, I salute the presence and participation of the Veterans for Peace, which yeah, was
really incredible,
really moving and powerful, great presentations, mm-hmm, and the Green Party and many others who, you know, did a great job. And there was, it was also really grounded in the struggle against, for hands off of Uhuru.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, to say that we are in a process under the leadership of Chairman Omali Chatella to push back these very vicious state attacks on the African Liberation Movement, which has always come under the front of the FBI and the U.S. government's colonial attacks against the anti-colonial struggle inside the U.S. and just the confidence of the Hands Off Uhuru movement that we will win, and this this convention this year really, really played a significant part in Hands Off Uhuru and showing that the solidarity front is out there and yes, growing, and another place that we're putting the state on trial and standing, you know, with the victory that is here of the African Liberation Movement, the Palestinian Liberation Movement, the indigenous people, victory, you know, Leonard Peltier will be free, indigenous people will be free. Very powerful, and it was a tremendous victory.
Uhuru.
It was an honor to be part of it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. And I did want to echo the, you know, that I feel like this, the success of this event, the success of this convention kind of mirrors, you know, shows the success of the organization as a whole. You know, this idea that chairman had that you can't show true solidarity if you're not held accountable to colonized people.
Right.
And this organization has been built by the African People's Socialist Party as the leadership. And you know, a major salute to chairman in the African People's Socialist Party, you, Chairwoman Penny Hess, and you, Chair Jesse, for, you know, for being the leadership that has kept this organization going and built it to this point. And then, so talking about this convention, can we get a little bit into the specifics of what occurred, what all took place in the program? Can you give us a rundown of the program, Chair Jesse?
Agreed. Well, the first thing I want to say is that for anyone who didn't get to attend the convention or would like to revisit the convention, you can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Uhuru Solidarity, and we have a playlist that was put together by our comrade Virginia Wilson. Shout out to Virginia out in Louisville, Kentucky. And that contains the entire convention. You can go back and watch it. And under each video are timestamps for every presentation. So you can jump around and check
out bite-sized pieces.
Exactly. So. Check out some highlights. But the entire conference was incredibly powerful. If I had to talk about one panel in particular, I would say that on day two, there was an absolutely mind-blowing and just amazing panel called Put Colonialism on Trial.
Yeah.
From Gaza to South Africa to North St. Louis, No More Genocide in Our Name. This panel, along with the entire convention, in addition to what Chairman Penny was saying about Aaron Bushnell, the other thing that was part of the historical context of this convention was what happened in the United Nations in the World Court, where the government of South Africa brought charges against the state of Israel for the crime of genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza. And that was really historic. And that kind of set the basis for this particular panel, which had which was moderated by Chairwoman Penny, who also opened it with a very powerful overview about the definition of genocide according to the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, the way that the US government and European colonialism has is one and the same with genocide, that genocide is a function, it is a component of colonialism, and that while the theme of our convention said no more genocide in our name, that a true look at history of our history, as Chairwoman Penny laid out, shows that much of the genocide that was carried out against African and colonized people was carried out by white people, by ordinary white people on behalf of our government. So that was a really, really important presentation. And then that panel included also Ifeah Nwangaza, who is a veteran of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee and the executive director of the Malcolm X Center for Self-Determination, and an expert on the history of the struggles by African and colonized peoples to bring their conditions and their demands before the United Nations. And she talked about how the United Nations was formed as an instrument of imperialism, but at the same time, how colonized people have attempted to wield it in their own interests and all the way up to today. And that was very powerful.
Yes, it was.
Director Akile, the leader of Agitprop for the African People's Socialist Party, gave one of a few electrifying presentations that weekend. And Director Tafari, and I'm going to get to, last but not least, the chairman's, who was that presentation, all of the chairman's presentations, but in particular that one. But before I get to that, Director Tafari Mugeri, who is in occupied Azania, who is in the so-called townships, the, you know, deeply impoverished, colonially impoverished and exploited African communities in South Africa or occupied Azania, who talked about the fact that that, you know, with the government of South Africa taking Israel to the world court, the face of Africa that the world sees is the African petty bourgeoisie. And he says, but they do not represent the interests of African people, and that anyone who wants to understand and really be connected to the struggle of African people for their liberation, they need to hear and they need to see the voice of the African working class. And to look up on the screen, it was like he was in the room with us saying this, and and see him from his home in the townships in occupied Azania saying the world needs to hear the voice of the African working class. It was it was an incredibly powerful moment. And then to tie it all together, I mean, you have to go back and watch Chairman O'Malley Yeshitela's presentations at this convention. In particular, on this panel, he gave a whole deep, profound history of the whole question of even going into, you know, 1917 and the Russian Revolution and, you know, the how the European colonial powers divided up the Middle East. He connected all the dots, Palestine, the Russia, Ukraine, everything that was going on in the world with the first imperialist world war. He tied it all together with the understanding of colonialism as a mode of production and the only solution being the liberation of Africa and African people. So this was, for me, a highlight, this panel.
Absolutely.
The whole convention was incredible. People need to check it out. Uhuru.
Absolutely. Uhuru. Yeah, it's a lot. It's excellent that Comrade Virginia was able to kind of make the playlist and break it up into, you know, bits and pieces, you know, highlighting each individual thing. And part of that was the solidarity statements from these endorsers. This year, the convention had over 15 endorsements from organizations, brought organizational leaders from all over the place. And one of those organizations was Veterans for Peace, and their vice president, Josh, came to the convention. And actually, he also prepared a recorded statement, but I'd like to play right now the solidarity statement that he gave at the convention. So this is Josh with Veterans for Peace.
I'm Josh Shirley. I'm a national vice president of Veterans for Peace. I'm also a professor of political science and an activist from Fresno, California, out in stolen Yokuts land. My academic background happens to be in international relations and specializing in U.S. foreign policy in Africa, which is kind of what brings me here today. The other thing that brings me here today in terms of my background is I was an infantry soldier and a non-commissioned officer in the U.S. Army throughout the 1990s and the early 2000s. But I'm here today proudly as a representative of Veterans for Peace with our 140 chapters worldwide, including right here in St. Louis. I want to thank Bob Suberry, the chapter leader here in St. Louis. It was Bob who really pushed to have this, to bring this to the attention of the national leadership at VFP. So I really appreciate his efforts there. So for those who don't know, Veterans for Peace is a global organization of military veterans dedicated to exposing the true costs of war and militarism. And we don't just mean the financial and the material costs, right? But the, you know, the environmental, the human costs, the moral costs. And so we seek also to abolish war as an instrument of policy. And we have a commitment to seeking justice for all victims of war. Justice, of course, being a prerequisite for peace. Yeah. And I'd be remiss, by the way, if I didn't mention a big sacrifice that we're all well aware of now. And I want to thank you for the moving tribute that you did earlier I'm talking about Aaron Bushnell. Aaron is exactly the type of person that we cherish and that we need in the Veterans Peace Movement. And however one may feel about the way that he chose to go out, what you have to admit is that he went out on his own terms. And in so doing, exposing the empire for the monstrosity that it is. And, you know, personally, I think we have yet to fully grasp the full impact of Aaron Bushnell's actions. And I don't just mean his death, by the way, but I'm talking about from what we've learned about him. I'm talking about how this young man lived his life while in uniform. It speaks volumes about him, and it demonstrates what is possible, what kind of change is possible. And yes, of course, I'm talking about structural change, the change out there. That's of course. But what I'm referring to here is the internal change. Revolution has to start here. Change within ourselves, and it's never too late to do the right thing, and Aaron demonstrated that. And that's not easy in this society, right? In this toxic culture that perpetuates the sort of colonial modes of production, as the chairman was alluding to earlier. And so it is our solidarity that I think the powers that be really fear the most, and it is our solidarity that is the cure to what ails us. Even the haters and the empire apologists who try to distort and undermine Aaron Bushnell's example, the same ones who would prosecute Julian Assange and the Uhuru 3 as foreign agents, as absurd as that is, right? These are vile acts, obviously, but they indicate fear. Yeah. The empire fears the enormous potential of our solidarity. Yeah. It's why they target the truth tellers. Yeah. It's why they go after, or why they went after Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, so many others. It's why they're going after the Uhuru 3, Chairman Yeshitela, Chairman Jesse, Chairwoman Penny. These leaders, these truth tellers, they show us the real meaning of service and sacrifice. And I'll close on that thought about service, right? We talk about service in military circles, right? It's often referred to as serving in the military, you know, it's referred to as the service. And sometimes we hear that common refrain, you know, as veterans have heard this, right? Thank you for your service. Never quite sat right with me. And a good activist friend of mine once said, and I would agree, you know, you shouldn't thank me for my military service unless you're an oil company or a Wall Street bank. But in closing, I just want to say it's organizations like this and movements like this doing the work that is being done here, gatherings like this one. This is what real service looks like. So I want to thank you. Thank you for the program you've put together. Thank you for the effort in building principled coalitions. Thank you for allowing myself and Veterans for Peace to be a part of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. Thank you for your service and for helping show us what is possible. So that's all I have. Hands off the Uhuru 3. No more genocide in our name. Free Palestine.
Okay, and that was, an absolutely incredible statement. He also made, you know, a remarkable statement that's recorded. You can also find that on YouTube and I think on like our USM like Instagram and, you know, on the socials. And I really want to salute Josh from Veterans for Peace. And I'm going to play one more solidarity statement. I thought this one was fantastic, a little bit humorous and spot on with that humor. This is John McCarthy from the Center for Political Innovation.
Hello. The Center for Political Innovation salutes the life-saving work that you're doing here in St. Louis, obstructing and reversing gentrification and other forms of genocide. And we bear witness that Chairman O'Malley Yeshitela has been fighting this same fight since before this Russian guy was even born. And quite frankly, probably since before his parents even met. But the most dangerous thing about this prosecution, the most dangerous thing about the case is, so what if it really was Russian ideas? It's bad enough that this state is constructing a wall to keep out the people that they call foreign. But now they're even building a wall to keep out the ideas that they say are foreign. Yes. And that's not healthy. It's never healthy for society to do that. But right now, it's insane. Because if you look around you, this system we're living under is collapsing and crashing and dying, while the global South is rising. China, in the past two decades, has lifted almost 1 billion people out of poverty. In that same amount of time, homelessness here has multiplied several times under almost every single bridge in this country on how they're living. China has a national network of trains that can go as fast as airplanes. But if our trains try to go as fast as a car, they fall off the track and they poison entire towns. During the pandemic, you know, first they said masks didn't work, and then they said they worked, and they asked Fauci why. He said, well, we didn't have enough masks, so we had a lie. So China didn't have enough big giant hospitals. They built them overnight. We couldn't even build flimsy little paper things fast enough. So this state is like a man lying on the floor, bleeding to death from a bullet wound to the stomach. And with his last ounce of strength, he picks up a rifle and guards the door to make sure no paramedics or doctors come in. They've got the nerve, the gall, to say that what this brave soldier did was suicide. They're committing mass suicide, and they're trying to take us with them. So that's what this case is all about. It's not about the people have the freedom to debate whether the fake president should have orange hair or blue hair. It's about whether we will have the freedom and whether the people will have, whether we will have the freedom to speak, and will the people have the opportunity to hear those vital truths and ideas that they need to survive this moment in history. So that's what's at stake in September. That's why you have to win. And that's why the people had better wake up, stand up, and do everything necessary to make sure that you win.
Uhuru. That was John McCarthy. And as I mentioned earlier, we are joined today. We've got some comrades who were at the convention, one who traveled a pretty long way away to get here to St. Louis to be a part of the convention, and both played major roles. So we've got Ruby, a member of APSC, who works in the Office of Deputy Chair. And Ruby made a presentation at the convention about the upcoming Give St. Louis Day, Give STL Day campaign, which is happening late April, early May. I encourage everyone to stay tuned to APEDF's socials for more information about that and, you know, and be a part of it. But I wanted to ask you, Ruby, what you thought of the convention.
Uhuru. Well, I just really appreciate this summation so far, and I really unite with it. It was really, really powerful. And, you know, one thing that I wanted to add is that, you know, there was a really excellent turnout at this convention. And, you know, the people that came were serious about doing the work, about being part of it, and about working under the leadership of the African Revolution and working for reparations. And, you know, it was like people of all age groups, all walks of life, so many different aspects of the white community that came out. And, you know, it's like people are hungry. You know, I really appreciate how this convention has been described so far. But there's a real hunger in the white population right now to hear this and to find a way to, you know, to join it and to impact on it. And it's like we can see the future being built right now. And, you know, the chairman talked in so much depth. I just really agree with what was raised about the chairman's presentations. And in so, I feel like he really also deepened the, you know, the discussion about our role as white people, what we need to take responsibility to do, and what, if we do take responsibility to do it, how it can be transformative, you know, situation in the world. Like he, one of the examples he gave was, you know, if in Palestine right now, there was a vocal sector of the white Jewish population that was, you know, visibly and vocally working under the leadership of the Palestinian Revolution, that could change the character of what's happening there. And that is the same thing here. And, you know, I just wanted to add one more thing really quick, because the whole thing about, you know, Aaron Bushnell, and I just felt it throughout all the excellent presentations that were made at this convention, that as white people, we need to stick our necks out against colonialism and the colonial mode of production. We need to do that. And one of the things that, you know, Jesse brought out as the chair is, you know, that our goal is, you know, to win 1,000 new members this year. And just I just think what that means we got to do is we got to turn the Uhuru 3 into Uhuru 1,000 and Uhuru million. And
I am an invited co-conspirator.
Yes, exactly. And we all got to step forward from the white community against this war that the government is making against African people, and in particular the targeting of Chairman O'Malley and you know, Penny Hess and Jeff C. Neville, the Uhuru 3. Uhuru.
Uhuru. Thank you for that, Ruby. And now Jamie, who played an incredibly important role, was the MC on day one. So I'm sure you have a pretty interesting perspective on that first day. You were right there, you know, front row seats for a lot of these really incredible speakers. And I just wanted to know what you thought of the convention.
Thank you. And Uhuru, comrades, it's so good to be back on Action. And yeah, I feel like I had a really important perspective on, just as somebody who does not live in St. Louis,
right?
Coming to St. Louis, which is another home, a base or, you know, hub of this movement. It's the birth of Amalia Shetela and has a lot of history. But what's happening in St. Louis is so exciting. It's happening in the face of such extreme devastation.
Yeah.
No conditions that African people live in St. Louis, which hits you right in the face, St. Louis, from anywhere else in the country, especially St. Peter's, which has a different kind of a sanitized character to the gentrification that happens in St. Petersburg. Like they and immediately put a posh white neighborhood in there. And it's disgusting rubble that African people have to live in St. Louis. Policy is just so pronounced and horrific. And, you know, it just reminds people, it's like Gaza, you know, it really is the Gaza of this colonial settler state. Acknowledge the event at the Solidarity Center that was held the night before at the, because it was so powerful. It was absolutely packed. I mean, people barely had elbows. So many different conversations going on at once. People from all different places in the country heard about the movement and were coming in. And I mean, people didn't want to leave, you know, and great. And then Chairwoman Penny pulled together for this summation at one point. So powerful and moving, just summing up the stakes of where we are right now. Fighting for in this case, like in the position of having to fight for freedom of speech, this, which is a right that African people have never had, and under this system, and that internalized too, that like Chairwoman Penny and Chair Jesse, they're fighting for their right to be able to organize, stand in solidarity with the African community, and we have to really take that on. Like this is our right, and to stand in solidarity. So I found that really moving. And then just some things about the, like, Comrade Makeda's poetry. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just so
moving.
Talking about the grief that an African mother experiences just bringing an African world, knowing what they will have to endure. I mean, what kind of system is that? Is this that a mother to go through that? And then, you know, presentations were just so on fire and so filled with brilliant humor. But something one thing I took away was that, like, his focus on the fact that Afghanian people have a history and have agency, and that is precisely what erase right now. And it's so important that we understand that's what judges are about, trying to imply that somehow some other white master had to manipulate African people into creating this incredible revolution. that exists. And that all this is happening in the context, of course, of Aaron Bushnell. Chairwoman Penny said you could just feel the aura of that throughout. Yeah. And I said something about how Aaron Bushnell had discovered himself, you know?
Absolutely. Just
found that to be a very profound statement. And he also talked about dignity. Of course, as we see what Palestinian people are going through right now, there was another thing that had a really palpable, what's happening in Gaza and throughout occupied Palestine right now, that no dignity for colonized people under this system, but there also is no dignity for us. Like, what?
Yes.
Being a colonizer, the only dignity is in taking a stand against this system. I'm profoundly honored to have the opportunity to take that kind of stand and take advantage of that kind of in this movement. And I mean, you know, Ward Churchill, wow, what a powerful, as learning more than I had known before about the anti-colonial movement were involved in the 70s, in opposing the counterinsurgency violence that was going frame up of Leonard Peltier. And also the testimonies of, including yourself, Comrade Ruby, that was really moving to hear how people came into this. And, you know, I also just want to acknowledge that statement from Palestinian women was read. I thought that was incredibly powerful and really relevant to what's going on right now, Women's Month, just exposing the role that white feminism in, you know, serving the interests of colonialism. So, and one last thing I want to say, if you haven't, you've got to see it. You've got to see this center of the African revolution right now thing to witness in person.
Uhuru, were you saying the Black Power Blueprint? Come see the...
See the Black Power Blueprint. Okay. Come see the Uhuru Solidarity Center. Yeah. Come, I mean, talk to, I think her name is Jan, a new contact or member of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. How she knew she was coming to St. Louis and had heard the chairman on Democracy Now! And was thinking, well, maybe get a chance to meet him, but didn't think that she actually would. And here she is at this convention getting to have Aaron. So if you're out there and you've heard of Chairman Amalia Shetela and the Uhuru movement, come see it for yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Come see it, get involved. Yeah. Be a part of the movement, you know, see more of it, you know, help, you know, create some of these, you know, contribute to some of these programs and everything. And I do want to echo and kind of drive home that really important point that I believe it was the chairman said about there being absolutely no dignity in being a colonizer, being somebody that supports this system, like someone actively taking part and, you know, like supporting your own benefit at the expense of others. There's no dignity in that. And
yeah,
say if you're a colonizer and, you know, if you want to, you know, be able to, you know, stand up, be proud of yourself, and like, you need to stand in solidarity. So Uhuru, and thank you for that. Thank you for that, Jamie. And thank you, Ruby, as well. I also have one more question for both of you. Basically, I just want to ask, you know, what effect did this convention have on you? Like, what did you take away from all the speakers, all the, you know, the tour and everything? You know, what did you take away from it? We'll start with you, Ruby.
I really learned a tremendous amount from this convention, and you know, it's to learn this stuff, what, you know, the chairman talks about, what the African People's Solidarity Committee talks about, Chairwoman Penny Hess and Jesse Neville and the whole of USM. It's tremendously empowering and invigorating. And, you know, I just appreciate what you just said, Brendan, about the whole question of the dignity of, you know, of white people. It really is just really indoctrinated in this society to just be the individual for yourself and to cut whatever corners you have to, and you know, just do what you got to do to get the best you can for yourself, and that's the bankrupt way that so many of us live. But I feel like this convention, it made me and others around me, I could see it, stand a little taller, yeah. You know, feel more the weight of our responsibility, but the strength to carry it out and, you know, move forward under the leadership of the African Revolution for a positive future for all of humanity.
Uhuru, Ruby, great statement. I appreciate your summation. That was great. And I unite.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ruby. Uhuru, Jamie, same question. What did you take away from this incredible convention?
I really unite with Ruby's statement. And, you know, okay, so just a flying home from the convention, and it left me with such like feelings of revolutionary optimism and revolutionary love for many incredible comrades are part of this movement. And you, when you're in St. Louis, you get a chance to talk to people in a way that you're not able to, you know, in the rest of the year when we're all in our various locations and in our areas of work. And that's such a joy to be able to do people. Like, I got to know Comrade Redbeard a little bit better than I have before. That was
fantastic. Privilege.
Comrade Kara Locke out of Oakland too. I mean, the West so fantastic. And Hallie and Len, who you know, in St. Peter's, rather. And of course, all of you, Brendan, Chair Jesse. But
Nope, you cut out again.
On my way home, I'm on the airplane and I run into, am I back?
Yes. Yeah, you're back now.
Back, thinking about all of this, just reflecting. And as I'm looking for my seat, I realized that St. Petersburg is on the same airplane. So I sat next to Peg and we spent the flight just to talk about the convention. And one of the things that Peg said was that for the first time in the longest time, he has hope for the future. You know, and that is like what Ruby was saying, it allows people to stand tall. And like the chairman often says, I believe he says our children should be able to see the sky.
Yes.
You know, the future belongs to them and we can be part of that future. And that is such an optimism to embrace. So that's what I took away from it, was just this
Uhuru. Thank you, Tom.
Really want to salute that. This has been a great summation, Chair Jesse. I mean, it was just really, really beautifully summed up. And
I agree.
I appreciate both of you, Ruby and Jamie's, you know, just what it meant to you. That was beautiful to hear.
Uhuru. Yeah, I agree. This has been a great summation. And I just wanted to let you all know and let our listeners know, more information will be coming out about this in the coming weeks. But in July of this year, we want everyone to come back to St. Louis because we will be having a week-long reparations summer project. We actually had a reparations summer project in 2022. It wrapped up 12 days before the FBI raids. And it was very powerful. Of course, Chairwoman Penny was a big part of it. Ruby, actually, who was living in Philadelphia at the time, came to St. Louis and participated in it. We actually...
That was one of the first events
attended. It was during that summer project where Brendan actually became a member of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement.
And rescued us because we didn't get a fire lit and we were trying to make a barbecue pit.
Yeah, this year, Brendan will probably be assigned to coordinate the cookout rather than... spontaneously recruited into it.
We can't use that girl again.
But I just want to say, Jamie, you got to be here. And everybody who's listening, we'll be putting out dates and ways to apply to be a part of that in the coming weeks. But you know, look forward to July 2024. Reparations Summer is back.
Uhuru, thank you.
Can't wait.
Thank you for that announcement. That is an absolutely important campaign that I think everybody needs to be a part of. Come out to St. Louis and be a part of it and help out. And I just wanted to see, thank you both for everything, you've put forward today. Did you have any closing statements, any things you wanted to mention about the convention before we close out?
Well, I just agree that, this gives us a positive view to know that we can be part of a future in which there will be no more war, no oppression of, colonial domination and terror against others, and gives us as white people the ability to actually be part of that future under the leadership of the African Revolution, in unity with oppressed and colonized peoples around the world. So very exciting and powerful. And I think that the effects of this 2024 convention are going to be felt throughout the entire year.
Absolutely. In a very
strong way. And I do want everybody to come for the summer intensive. It would be so great. So great to be here for a week. So Jamie, Ruby, well, Ruby's here, but Ruby's Jamie. Here. Jamie, come on down.
Yes.
Come on up.
I'm working on it.
Right.
Okay. Uhuru. Uhuru. Thank you, Chairwoman Penny. Thank you, Chair Jesse. Thank you, comrades Ruby and Jamie, for joining us today. And I also want to, thank you for everybody listening. And we are winning reparations now.
Uhuru. But the indignity of white people, there's nothing dignified by being a slave owner. There's nothing dignified by accepting this as your legacy. This stuff has to go. And all of us have to be engaged in the struggle of overturning the indignities that have been imposed on the rest of us by colonialism.